you want to stop?
No.
Let's rest a while.
Promise I wouldn't slow you down. Go ahead. I'll catch up.
I can wait.
Adam, please. It's your workout. Go. Let me at the point.
You got a shape cheerleader.
Oh, yeah? Let's see you do 3 backflips and land in the splits.
The point?
The point.
Victim's a Lloyd boy, isn't it? The quarterback?
Just saw his parents yesterday. They're heading up to Nantucket. Listen, give me their number up there, will you?
Sheriff Bridges! There's something here.
What is it?
You're going to want to see this, sir.
That the head is busted open.
Just like Adam Lloyd.
You want me to get the crime scene folks down here?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
We're going to need a lot more than the crime scene folks.
Easy there, tough guy. Have some coffee with your sugar.
I need something to wake me up.
Ooh, late night?
Very.
My man.
Not that kind of late night.
Okay, so tell me, what does keep young Dr. Reed awake at night? Wait, let me guess. Memorizing some obscure textbook.
No. Working on cold fusion.
No, I got it.
Watching Star Trek and laughing at the physics mistakes.
Actually, there aren't that many scientific errors in Star Trek, especially considering how long ago it was made. There are certain improbabilities, but not that many outright errors.
Right.
Hey, Morgan. Do you ever have dreams?
I'm sorry?
I guess, nightmares would be a more accurate description.
Is that what's keeping you up?
I used to get them occasionally, but lately it's like I have them every night.
What are they about?
This. What we do. Do you have nightmares?
Reed, I'm not sure if I'm the right person for you to talk to about this.
Why not?
It's just, did you ask Gideon about it?
No.
You should.
Hey, Hotch wants everyone in the round table room. Something up with you two?
No.
McAllister, Western slope of the Massanutten Mountain in Virginia. Two bodies discovered in the woods, both with apparent blunt trauma to the head.
Skeletons?
One of them. The second victim was just killed this morning.
How do we know this connection?
Found about 75 feet apart with nearly identical head wounds.
What's the rest of the case for?
There isn't one. The sheriffs are on the scene waiting for us.
The location's only half hour away by plane.
What's the rush?
Well, there was evidence on the scene that could cause a bit of public uproar.
Satanic cult.
Sir Peter Ustinov said, "Unfortunately, a superabundance of dreams is paid for by a growing potential for nightmares."
JJ, we need to obviously keep this out of the press for as long as possible.
I'll do what I can. Why is that so important?
There was a nationwide scare in the 1980s involving satanic ritual killings and abuse. The Satanic Panic, it was called. It began after the publication of a book about repressed memories being recovered through hypnotherapy. Memories of growing up with devil worshippers who used children in their rituals and ceremonies.
Most of the claims were later found to be false or just impossible.
Still, numerous therapists accepted the assertions as true and began searching for similar signs in their own patients. After 1 year, thousands of people reported the exact same repressed memories.
The Bureau conducted an investigation and concluded that most of the ritual killings or abuse were more urban legend than anything else.
You're saying that there's no such thing as devil worship?
Not at all. But most of the Satanism we've seen is juveniles damaging property, desecrating churches, cemeteries. To my knowledge, there's never been a proven case of a satanic ritual killing in the United States.
Well, maybe there is now.
Morning. John Bridges.
Yeah, we spoke on the phone. I'm Agent Giroux. This is Agent Gideon and Dr. Reed with the FBI's Behavioral Analysis Unit.
Hi. Thanks for coming out so fast.
Yeah, of course.
There was an in-service in Charlottesville last year that said if we ran into any unusual homicides, we were supposed to call you folks sooner rather than later.
Yeah, they were right.
So is this unusual enough?
It certainly is interesting.
You guys must get a lot of this, huh? Satanic stuff?
Not really. Who found the body?
Hiker found the first one at the trail. My deputies located this one while searching for evidence. Don't even know if it's a man or a woman.
It's a man. Male pelvis is more narrow, and the opening at the bottom is heart-shaped as opposed to oval. Melted wax?
Candle wax?
Candles are used in rituals.
So used on birthday cakes.
Actually, they were originally used to protect the birthday celebrant from demons for the coming year. As a matter of fact, down to the 4th century, Christianity rejected the birthday celebration as a pagan ritual.
What kind of doctor are you?
Kind of a local hero, a high school football star.
So a pretty strong kid, huh?
I know we used to run out here on the mountain all the time. That's not easy.
No.
Was he out here running today?
He was wearing sweats.
Crime of opportunity, or was he unsub laying in wait for this kid specifically?
Unsub?
Unknown subject, killer.
If it is a cult, you think they cared who the victim was?
Maybe. Maybe not.
So we're talking about a blitz attack on a high-risk victim, one who could defend himself, with a weapon picked up at the scene.
Disorganized offender. Could be a cult.
Manson crime scene, so textbook disorganized murder.
This looks like a heavily traveled area.
A lot of the locals walk these paths. Some tourists, too.
If you were going to conduct a ritual killing, would you do it in the middle of a traveled path?
Well, if the other crime scene was a ritual site, where the pentagram is, I might blitz the victim here and drag him to the other scene.
Why didn't they?
Does LOD mean anything to you?
Mm-mm. I don't know of any significance in Satanism, either.
Well, I'd have Garcia research this LOD thing if I could get a call out.
Not much of a chance of that out here.
Are there any cults in the area that you know about? Secret groups, people you see you don't know much about, people who stay to themselves mostly?
It's a very religious area. Church on Sundays, fellowship on Wednesday, Bible classes. If there was a secret group, I'd probably know about it.
That's an inherent contradiction.
Excuse me?
He means if there was a group being secretive, you probably wouldn't know.
Look, people out here just want a quiet place to raise their kids. What I know is none of them are capable of doing this.
Find anything interesting down there?
Yeah, it does look like some kind of ritual site.
Have you ever heard the expression LOD or the acronym LOD?
Not me.
It's okay, Harris. Let her in.
Was Adam Floyd killed out here?
I told you that.
Was he?
We're not releasing.
My daughter was with him. They went out running together this morning. Oh, my God, I can't find her. Cherish is missing. Cherish is missing. Help me, please.
Looking for someone who can overpower a victim. Abduct a girl from a traveled path without being seen.
Certainly fits with the cult theory, more than one unsub to control multiple victims.
But if the attack were ferocious enough, a single unsub could too. Kill Adam and grab the girl while she's in shock.
Some rough country. We only went a quarter of a mile and we almost got lost.
The unsub has to be from this area. You don't just stumble into a place like this.
Jezza, where'd the sheriff go?
He's setting up a search party.
Tell him we want him to use volunteers from the area. Locals.
Do you want him to know why?
No, not yet.
Is it wise to alienate him?
Well, he thinks we're looking for a monster. If we tell him we're looking for volunteers so we can profile who shows up, he might call the whole thing off.
State will be here for over an hour. We're not going to wait. I want you to gather everyone up, and I'm going to assign grid locations.
Yes, sir.
You have a moment, Sheriff?
I've got a missing girl, 100 square miles of woods, not enough men, in a couple of hours it's going to be dark.
Have you considered using the people that live in the area?
I'm not going to have civilians messing up the crime scene.
We can instruct them not to touch anything until a member of law enforcement arrives.
What if they get lost, too?
We can have them sign into a volunteer sheet and keep track of what grid square they're in. Look, I grew up in a small town. You have the state police coming in?
Yeah.
Your locals can do a better job of finding this girl than any statey. You know that.
You'll keep track of them?
I've coordinated searches all over the country.
Let's go.
Harris! Going downtown. Don't do anything until I get back, all right?
Hey! Can I come with you guys? I need to call Quantico and have him research that whole LOD thing.
Yeah, sure. Pop in.
What happened, John?
Reverend Paul Burke, this is... I'm sorry, I forgot your name.
I'm Agent Giroux. This is Dr. Reed.
They're with the FBI.
FBI? It's true, then? Adam's dead?
Sheriff Hansen's missing, too.
Is there anything I can do?
Actually, yes. We're putting together a search party. Could you call the congregation?
Of course. Of course, I'll go make some calls.
Thanks, Reverend. This way.
Use any phone, Doctor. Just dial 9 to get an outside line. I've got an emergency phone list back here in my office.
Did you play ball?
No.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have either if not for my father. I'm Corey.
Spencer Reed.
Is that Nietzsche?
Thus spake Zarathustra's rather antagonistic of the Judeo-Christian worldview for this town, isn't it?
I don't think too many people here would have bothered to read it. If they had, they wouldn't understand it. Might as well be a Hawking essay on quark theory. And nobody ever got that reference before. Is my father around? The sheriff?
He's in his office with another agent.
Agent?
I'm with the FBI, the Behavioral Analysis Unit.
Profilers? This is mad cool. I got like 100 questions. Wait, why would FBI profilers be here in McAllister?
There was a murder outside of town on the mountain.
A murder?
And a girl's missing.
It's Cherish, son.
Cherish Hansen?
Putting together a search party. I need you to get the rest of the team together. Meet us out at the trail about a half mile south of the point.
Yeah, okay.
Came as soon as I heard, Sheriff.
Good morning, Henry. Sign in with this lady here and then just stand by for a few minutes.
Everyone, please. As soon as you've signed in, make your way back to the police cars. That's where you'll be assigned your groups. Thank you.
I grew up in Brooklyn. You couldn't get this many people out for anything less than free money.
Well, here come the jocks and cheerleaders.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Now, you are all assigned grid squares to search. Each grid has a deputy or an FBI agent. If you find anything, do not touch it. Just let your grid leader know. Are there any questions? All right. Everyone get in your group now.
All right, you guys, let's head out.
You have the sign-in sheets?
Yep.
You see us standing by to do background on them all?
Yeah, I got a deputy waiting to take me back to the station. I'm going to fax her as soon as I get there.
Good. This type of unsub can't resist injecting himself into a show like this. He's here with us. Let's go.
Hey, everyone's hating place in the town.
Most everyone lives well above the median income
of the country. You have doctors, lawyers. One guy owns a bunch of shoe stores up and down the eastern seaboard.
Is he married?
Yeah. Story of my life, sunshine. Reverend Paul Burke. Looks like he became born again in prison.
Prison? Yeah, 2 years as the guest of the state of Ohio for embezzlement.
I've seen a lot of tax sheltering and various hanky-panky here, but I'm not sure what would suggest potential satanic cult members. Hold on.
Wait, you got something?
Yeah, I got a guy with a ton of debt, spotty work history, his house is in foreclosure, and he's got a record, too, assault with a deadly weapon 3 years ago. But does it say what the weapon was? Baseball bat.
Our unsub is a blunt object.
That's a blunt, aren't they? What's this guy's name? Dent. Henry Dent. Okay, here he is. Grid B5. Okay, that puts him with L.
What?
What a scare, girl.
Saw you bent over.
I was tying my boot.
These almost never come untied.
Good for you.
My name's Henry.
Well, then, good for you, Henry. I'm Al.
Like the letter? That's a different kind of name.
Not at all my life.
It's funny. Your whole life. You're with the FBI, right? That must be exciting.
It has its moments.
It's dangerous, too, right? I mean, you have the killers and things. Really bad guys. You ever have to shoot?
Satan commands the virgin be sacrificed at the next full moon.
It's tonight, isn't it? What's that?
Blood.
I'm fine.
We all get them sometimes.
Get what?
Nightmares.
Okay. It's not that bad.
If you want to talk about it, you know where I am.
They're ready.
Okay. Contrary to popular belief, there has never been a proven case of satanic ritual killing. Never a verified human sacrifice. Having said that, there have been isolated cases of animal sacrifice. And many, many cases of vandalism in the name of Satan.
Now, that doesn't mean that ritual Satanism is impossible. And more importantly, for our purposes, there have been cults that kill, just not in ritual fashion.
The Reverend Jim Jones in the People's Temple. His followers killed a U.S. congressman and three people before committing mass suicide, leaving over 900 people dead. And perhaps the most widely known of the killer cults, the Manson family, under the direction of Charles Manson, killed 9 people in a 4-day period in an attempt to initiate a race war.
Killer cults do exist, and they all have one thing in common. Invariably, they're headed by charismatic megalomaniacs.
You're looking for that leader. He's who will stand out. He'll be memorable to somebody. People who aren't in his group will see him as strange, weird, scary.
Since we're dealing with professed Satanists, which is often practiced by younger males, we may be looking for teenagers. Heavy metal music is often associated with Satanism, and these kids and their leader may reflect that in their look.
Most likely, there will be sex, drugs, and alcohol. Now, the leader, he'll be older. It's part of his charm.
And he is from this area. He's definitely local.
These woods are too thick and confusing for a visitor to get around in.
You think one of our own people is doing this?
We're sure of it.
I would know if someone was capable of
doing it. I know somebody like that. His name's Mike Zizzo. He graduated about 5 years ago. He's in his 20s, but he still hangs out with high school kids. He's got a group of them. Follow him everywhere. They all get high and listen to heavy metal. He calls them the Lords of Destruction.
L.O.D.
How do you know this, Corey?
It's all right, son.
I've been there, where they hang out drinking beers. He talks about Satan all the time. Says he's the one true God.
Where's this place?
On the other side of the mountain. The old Jensen house.
It's out of my jurisdiction.
Not ours.
Sorry, Dad.
Excuse me?
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
How about the devil?
Is someone going to tell me why I'm here? We're just going to play staring games all night.
This was found where Cherish Hansen went missing.
No wonder everyone's all freaked out. McAllister's perfect debutante is in trouble.
Read the note.
You think someone threatening to kill this girl is funny?
No, I think someone calling Cherish Hansen a virgin is funny.
You're a Satanist, Mike?
Sure.
You worship the devil.
You even know what Satanism is?
Educate us.
The word Satan comes from ancient Hebrew. It just means opposer. Satan opposes the hypocritical morals and dogma of the so-called Holy Church and its followers. If you grew up in this town with God shoved down your throat every day, you'd oppose it too. It's all hypocrisy. Do this, don't do that. And all the time, the adults are the ones screwing up. So basically, we're just atheists. Aggressively atheist.
How aggressive, Mike? You're one of the FBI agents, aren't you?
Is there something you want to tell me?
Do you think God is vengeful?
I don't know.
You don't think he punishes us?
After Hurricane Katrina, I read some essays by religious scholars. One writer said God was punishing America for its immorality. New Orleans was a wicked city like Sodom and Gomorrah. Another one, a priest from New Orleans, he thought the hurricane was proof of God's love because the levees didn't break until after the storm was over. If they'd broken sooner, thousands would have died. So, I guess the answer to your question depends on whether or not you think you have something to be punished for.
My friend, Cherish, she's missing. It's my fault.
I gotta give the sheriff a report. I'll be back as soon as I can.
You guys need anything?
Coffee would be nice. He takes about a quart of sugar. 2 teaspoons is fine.
You got it.
Morgan, you knew I didn't want you to tell Hotch about my nightmares.
Reed, that's something they need to know about.
What do you mean they?
Hotch and Gideon.
You told Gideon, too?
Yeah, and it's okay, kid.
Well, what if they think I can't do my job? What if they want to pull me off the team?
They won't.
Oh, yeah? How do you know that?
I just don't.
You had no right, man. I confided in you. This is exactly what I get when I trust someone. It gets thrown back in my face.
Mine started 6 months after I got into the BAU.
Yeah.
Mine. We were working a strangler case in Montana. 4 victims. Me, I was still pretty young at the time, so, you know, I was feeling myself. I was cocky. I was arrogant. The locals, they didn't have anything, so I stepped up. I said, I can nail down a profile for you just as soon as I get what I need.
More victims. Mm-hmm.
She was found the next day. So I went down to the scene to do my thing. And as I was looking over the body, that's when I saw him. Her eyes, Reed. They were wide open. And there's something different about them. It was like they were looking right at me. Like she knew. I asked for a victim. Well, here she was. That's when they started for me. Night after night, I would fall asleep and I would see those eyes. They were dead eyes, accusing eyes. And it got to the point where it was happening even when I wasn't asleep. Reed, everywhere I went, I saw those eyes.
What do you do?
Gideon. He knew. I didn't tell him. I was like you. I didn't want anybody to know. He knew. And he sat me down and he just kind of talked me through it. I still have the nightmares to this day. Just not nearly as often. But when they come back, I know how to handle them better.
What did he say? Did you find it? Cherish?
No.
Does Zizzle say anything?
We don't know. We've been here the whole time.
Corey, calm down. How am I supposed to calm down? Cherish is missing. Did you check all over?
We searched the whole house.
What about the outbuilding?
Outbuilding?
Did you check the other area back in the woods?
I didn't know there was another area.
Yeah, it's like a sluice structure or something. He took me there once. It's this way.
Under the tree. He died a year ago. Fell off the trail, cracked his head open. It was just some tourist or something.
How do you know that?
We went to see the body all the time. We watched it decompose.
Who did?
We did. Everybody, the whole group.
What the hell is this?
Why don't you tell us, Mike?
I've never seen this before.
Pentagram, body, candles, LOD.
Lords of Destruction.
I've never seen this.
From where I stand, Mike, it looks like you signed it.
At first, we were just curious, you know? We'd go, a couple of us at a time, show each other. None of us had ever seen a dead body before. And it kind of became our thing. Something we had that our parents didn't know about. It was ours.
This was a human being.
I told you. We're being punished.
It's up here. This is a secret place.
Profiling books. You know bad things happen anywhere. Anywhere at any time.
We draw stars upside down, get drunk, and listen to metal. That's it. Hey, we don't kill people.
This is your chance to make this right, Sizzle.
You don't want to make it right. You want to blame someone who doesn't conform to your view of how people should act and think.
I need to talk to you, all of you.
Reed. I want you to go to the house and see if the deputies have come back.
What?
We need the sheriff and the crime scene team here.
But
Reed, do it.
I can't believe it. Cherish.
Sorry about your friend.
I saw her the other day. It was a pep rally.
Been with Brandy Drayfork, do you know her?
She's a friend of my son's.
She's a friend of Cherish's, too.
And?
Well, they all knew about the skeleton.
Who did?
Football team, cheerleaders, everyone. They all watched this man decompose like it was a game for their amusement.
What?
As far as I can tell, the only kids in the area who didn't know were Mike Zizzo and the LOD.
It's ridiculous.
Well, it's impossible. It's unbelievable. She told me all about it. The guy was a hiker or something. Probably enlisted. Missing person somewhere.
Jason, how do you know the LOD wasn't involved?
Well, she said the pentagram and the candles. They weren't there a few months ago.
Which means?
Someone wanted us to believe there were Satanists here.
Reed tells me you've read all the profiling books.
She kind of hoping to be one of you guys someday.
Are you? So then you know what profilers do.
The Unsub likes to inject himself into the investigation. That's what this type of killer does. Who gave us Zizzo? Who knew all about him?
I'm talking about Corey.
It was convenient, wasn't it? Lucky we had a kid right in the room who could tell us where the LOD was and a group of French kids nobody in the town would like. But you called us here to advise you. My advice would be to get in front of this before your son hurts himself or anybody else. You know where he is, Sheriff.
You went up to the Jensen house to see if your guys found anything on Cherish.
Morgan Reed are out there right now.
Hey, sir. Did you open the gun locker?
No.
Someone did. There's a revolver missing.
You know that we look at a crime scene from a different perspective than regular cops, right? We look for more than just the evidence. We try to pick up on the behavior of the killer. For example, the guy we're looking for in this crime would be classified as a disorganized killer.
Sounds like Zizzo, doesn't it?
Yeah, sure it does. But you know, then again, sometimes a disorganized killer only looks disorganized. And sometimes it's actually an organized guy. And a pretty smart guy. Somebody who can manipulate a crime scene to make it look like somebody else did it. Because of that, we also got to look for someone who might try to put himself right in the middle of an investigation so that he can influence things. Especially if he knows exactly what it is that we're looking for. I mean, he wants to control us, right? And that would extend the discovery. Wanting the body found when and especially where he wants that body found.
You mean me?
This was more than just a lucky guess, wasn't it?
I knew about the building.
You also knew about Zizzo and the Satanism.
I was only trying to help.
Well, you did that. Couldn't have found this place without you.
Hey, Morgan. No one's up there. Get over
here. Freeze! Corey.
He's got all messed up.
Don't be stupid.
She wasn't supposed to be with him. It was his run. He runs it every day, not her.
Corey, listen to me. We can fix this, but you gotta let Reed go.
I never meant to hurt her, but make no mistake. I will shoot your boy right now.
No, you won't.
I'm not a desperate man. Put the gun down!
Okay, all right. You win.
Drop it. Drop the gun!
Okay, okay. You win. Putting the gun down. You're in control, Corey. Let him go.
For the evil of man's best force, man must become better and eviler.
What?
That's what this is about, right? Zarathustra, the Superman? There's no moral obligation for killing someone if you're superior to them? Nietzsche was speaking metaphorically about evolving as a species.
You're just a horny kid who wanted to get rid of the cheerleader's boyfriend.
No!
Yeah. That was never my...
Come on!
You all right?
What happened?
Him bringing us down here was way too much of a coincidence.
Oh, I got that. Did you have to tackle us both?
You're welcome, Reed. Come on. Let's go, Corey.
Playwright Eugene Ionesco said, "Ideologies separate us. Dreams and anguish bring us together."
Deborah Louise Addison, her husband Tim, kids are Amber and Keith, 8 and 6. 1985, Deborah Louise was walking home from school. She was abducted. She was 13. We profiled the unsub, and we were able to locate her before he harmed her. She writes a letter to the BAU every year. She updates us on her life.
It's nice, but...
we all have bad dreams. Everyone on the plane? Who wouldn't? We have the worst of humanity. We see the depths of depravity. We dream of monsters.
In my dream, there's a baby in the middle of the circle, and there's someone on the other side, and I can't get to her before I...
Every night I look at Deborah. Helps me. Helps me go to sleep thinking of the victims we saved. Don't always beat the monsters to the babies, but we do enough to make the job worth it. Keep the nightmares bearable.